This is a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
South Dakota House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today is Father Kevin Doyle from the Pier 4 Pier Ministerial Association. Leading us in our pledge are pages Cortland Hagman from Brookings and Hunter Coonerth from Belle Fouche.
If we can, let us take a moment to come into the Lord's presence, to recognize his presence amongst us. Blessed are you, God of all creation. It is your will and design that humanity reflect your divine image. It is your design that calls us first as family. This institution of family is prior and foremost to any public authority. It is from the family that our local community can recognize in ourselves neighbor as brother and sister. Heavenly Father, as we have celebrated and recognized in the beginning of a new year, 2009 years after your son's birth, we are blessed to come together as a community once again in order to discuss and promote the common good as our common goal. We ask you to be among us always, to bless and inspire the meetings, conferences, and session of this South Dakota State House of Representatives. Bless and protect our local, state, and federally elected leaders as they begin this new year. They have given themselves to serve, to preserve, and to protect the freedoms and laws for the common good of our citizens. Also, bless and continue to nourish the work we have begun and continue to do this day. May we always see in each other the common familial bond which makes us always your children. In Jesus' name, amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Clerk will call the roll, please.
Blake, Bullen, Broomgarter, Bruner-Berg, Carson, Cronin, Curd, Cutler, Diedrich, Dennert, Dreyer, Elliott, Engel, Spain, Fargen, Feichert, Feinstein, Ferrix, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hamill, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Hunt, Ironclaw, Jensen, Junkie, Killer, Kirkaby, Kirschman, Kopp, Krebs, Lang, Lederman, Lucas, Les, McLaughlin, Mosher, Noam, Norstrup, Nygaard, Betty Olson, Ryan Olson, Peters, Pitts, Putnam, Roush, Romka, Marounds, Russell, Shuckaway, Shrimp, Sly, Solberg, Solem, Sorensen, Steele, Street, Thompson, Tiedemann, Turbeville, Gerpen, Vanderlinde, Vanneman, Vershio, Wink, Wismer, Speaker, Rave.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure, respectful reports of the Chief Clerk of the House, has had under consideration the House Journal of the fourth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Timothy A. Rave, Chair.
All those in favor will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Ladies and gentlemen, let's quiet down a little bit, please. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Commerce respectfully reports that House Bills 1012, 1013, and 1014 be referred to the Committee on Retirement Laws. Tim Rounds, Chair. The Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports that House Bill 1032 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Carol A. Pitts, Chair. The Committee on Local Government respectfully reports that House Bills 1019 and 1083 do pass. Mark Kirkaby, Chair. And the Committee on Transportation respectfully reports that House Bill 1024 do pass and House Bill 1023 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Chantel Krebs, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return here with House Concurrent Resolution 1001, in which the Senate has concurred. Respectfully, Trudy Evanstead, Secretary.
Motions and resolutions.
Representative Fain moves that a committee of three on the part of the House be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the Senate to make arrangements for a joint session to receive a budget message from the Governor, the Honorable M. Michael Rounds.
All those in favor of the Representative Fain motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Speaker appoints such committee representatives Fain, Rausch, and Bernie Hunhoff. Fain, Rausch, Bernie Hunhoff.
House Concurrent Resolution 1002, a concurrent resolution to honor and congratulate Barack Obama, the 44th President of the United States of America. And the Speaker has waived the referral to committee of House Concurrent Resolution 1002.
Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Fain moves that the report of the Standing Committee on Judiciary on House Bill 1016 do or be adopted.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of arranging for a joint session of the Senate and House of Representatives to receive a message of the Governor on the budget respectfully reports. Bob Fain, Val Rausch, and Bernie Hunhoff, House Committee, Bob Gray, Dave Knutson, and Scott Heideprom, Senate Committee. Representative Fain moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arranging a joint session be adopted.
All those in favor of the Representative Fain motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of House Bills.
House Bill 1090, an act to schedule.
Ladies and gentlemen in the gallery who have not been here before, this is an efficiency measure. All titles need to be read in public forum in this day and age of computers. We don't need to read each one singly anymore because you can go look them up at any given time. So as an efficiency measure, the ladies in front here are reading them over top of each other, and you can certainly look them up at your pleasure. The Speaker introduces House Bill 1090, 1091, and 1092 to the Committee on Health and waives the reading on HCR 1002. Representative Nygaard. Granted.
Oh, I was voting yes. I'm
much
sorry.
Better.
Yeah, it's better. It's my great pleasure to introduce from District 17 my brother-in-law, Richard Vasgard, who's accompanied today by Diane and Lee Rist from the great community of Centerville, South Dakota, celebrating the 100-year anniversary of Scandia Lutheran Church. Please give them a hand.
Welcome. Thank you for coming. Representative Van Gerpen.
Today to have part of our family with us, and next to me is Isaac here, kind of helping me decide which way to vote and seeking out his guidance on that. And in the gallery is our daughter-in-law Lisa and Tessa and my son Sean from Sioux Falls area.
Welcome. Thanks for coming. Representative Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was a little quick in explaining exactly what I was talking about for the countdown to the crown last Friday, but you have all received a nice little card with a pretty young lady on it, and that would be my daughter, and she won a gold sash on Friday night at countdown to the crown. The next show is this Friday, and there will be another teen sash that's won. Anyway, needless to say, and to get to the point, I urge all of you to vote for Miss South Dakota, who is doing her very best to represent this great state and be as honorable and as beautiful and as pristine and show the whole country and world watching what we produce in South Dakota. She's a shining example of that. And on Saturday night on TLC, you'll be able to watch the whole 52 contestants, and if she makes top 15, I have considered it to be a trifecta home run. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Representative Rounds.
Mr. Speaker, personal privilege.
Granted, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, last night I had the opportunity to address a group of young people who are visiting the capital city for a couple of days, yesterday and today, and I was very amazed at the questions and the discussion that we had last night. This group of individuals, these young people, are members of the World Heritage Student Exchange Program, and they attend high schools in the Black Hills, Rapid City Stevens, Rapid City Central, Hot Springs, Sturgis, and Douglas, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, if they could please stand up.
Welcome.
If I may, they will be heading back out of town today at about 4 o'clock, but after session, if you have a chance to grab one of them, or their advisors who are here today, Betty Bowen and Waylon Anderson, they're an amazing group of young people. One of them will be returning to Pierre in February to be a page here, so I hope you get a chance to get to know them. Thank you.
Outstanding. Welcome to the House. Representative Solberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Request special privilege.
Granted, sir.
I would like you all to join me in welcoming my daughter back home to the great state of South Dakota. She has recently relocated from San Francisco, California. She's a graduate of USD with a master's degree in business. Her name is Heather, and she's up there.
Welcome, Heather.
Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Gibson.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce the doctor of the day. He's from District 22, Dr. Steve Schroeder from Miller, and I'm introducing him on behalf of Representative Berg and myself. Dr. Steve Schroeder has been practicing family medicine in Miller for over 28 years. He received his medical degree from the University of Minnesota School of Medicine in Minneapolis and completed his residency at the Hennepin Medical Center. He's past president of the South Dakota State Medical Association, and he continues to serve on that council of physicians. He currently serves as the medical director of the South Dakota Foundation for Medical Care, the state's quality improvement organization. Thank you.
Thank you, doctor, for coming to take care of us. Representative Putnam.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A personal privilege.
Granted, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, ladies and gentlemen of the House, you all know that Representative Van Gerpen and I come from District 19, in which one of the little towns there is Taber, South Dakota. And every year there's a fabulous get-together down by the Czechoslovakian folks. And today we have some royalty with us up here in the gallery behind the speaker. We have some folks here that are representing the Czech community. And we have the royalty queen here today, if she'd please stand, Cindy Savroka. She's the daughter, and thank you. Cindy. She's the daughter of Terry and Savarko of Lesterville, and now we have Princess Katie Niffen, daughter of Dennis and Mary Niffen. Please, Katie. And to round off the celebration, we have Prince Brady Dangler, son of Wade and Lisa Dangler of Yankton. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and we look forward to having you come to Czech Days and celebrate with us down there in District 19. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, sir. Representative Van Gerpen.
If I could draw the attention of the body up to the right, up here is Mrs. Fred Koppel and her family. If you'd please stand. Fred was a dynamic leader in the Tyndall business area and was active in the polka band that would come here year after year. And we're just having a day to remember him and the great contributions that he's made to our community there in Tyndall. He was in the business of selling canned feed, and I can tell you that my pickup backed up to his front door many, many times and loaded that feed up to feed to our pigs, and we appreciated the great business that he did. He was an expert welder and a machinist, and operated the old bull shed there in Tyndall and the feed store from 1983 to 2004. And he also loved Model A cars and had quite a collection. And I had one that was on one of our properties that was out behind an old schoolhouse, and it was covered by trees, and I thought it was safe. And one day Fred called me on the phone and said, "Bill, that old Model A frame, would you be willing to get rid of that?" And it was gone, and so Fred found it out there. So our words of appreciation to Fred's family who is here today, and we trust this will be a special day in your memories. Thank you.
Welcome. All right, let's get back to business. Second reading of House bills.
House Bill 1015, an act to revise certain provisions regarding inmate appeal of prison disciplinary actions.
House Bill 1015, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Schleckaway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1015 came to us from the Department of Corrections, and it involves three clarifications dealing with inmate disciplinary appeals within the institution. And I just want to cover real briefly the three clarifications we made in the Judiciary Committee last Friday. Number one, prison inmates under House Bill 1015 may appeal both the violation and also the sanction or the fine. So it clarifies that they may appeal both violation and the sanction. Number two is a record-keeping issue with auditing for auditing purposes. In the event of a successful appeal by the inmates, the infraction is removed from the record, but the records detailing the allegations up to that point remain on. The Department of Corrections felt this was important due to the record-keeping process and the auditing trail. The third clarification that we made to this bill clarifies that in the event of an appeal, the warden can modify the infraction. So those were the three clarifications. I may add that this bill passed unanimously in our Judiciary Committee, and I ask the members of the South Dakota House of Representatives to join me in voting yay, hitting the green button on this. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the South Dakota House of Representatives is final consideration and passage of House Bill 1015. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote. While we have a minute, I'm going to welcome Pastors Rob, and I apologize, Pastor Niebelek, Jeff Wallace, and Dennis Fronkert. And that's on behalf of Representatives Cronin and Hoffman from District 23. Let's welcome them.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 70.
House Bill 1015, having received a affirmative vote of majority members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed approved.
House Bill 1017, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the escape from a non-secure facility.
House Bill 1017, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Mosier.
Ladies and gentlemen of the House, House Bill 1017 was also passed on Friday unanimously by the House Committee on Judiciary at the request of the Department of Corrections. The purpose of the legislation is to lessen the maximum charge for the crime of escape from a non-secure facility from a Class 4 felony, which holds a maximum penalty of imprisonment up to 10 years, to a Class 5 felony, which holds a maximum penalty of imprisonment for up to 5 years. The purpose of the legislation essentially is cleanup from the criminal code revision that was done in 2005, and this is the penalty that was deemed reasonable and appropriate for the crime of escape from a non-secure facility, and I respectfully ask for your favorable consideration. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Are there any further remarks? Further remarks on House Bill 1017. Representative Nygaard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a question for the representative from Yankton.
State your question, sir.
And the question is, why is it we're dropping from 10 years down to 5 years when someone tries to escape from prison? What was the rationale for that?
Representative Mosier, do you wish to answer that question, sir?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Mr. Speaker. Representative Nygaard, my understanding is that through the process of the cleanup of the code, there was not put in place a series of classifications to deal with the charge, and that was part of and the purpose of the revisions. And so essentially we were working with one crime or one penalty that would address all the crimes. So this is cleanup to try to make that a situation where the charge is appropriate for the crime being committed, and this was deemed to be the appropriate charge for that crime. I hope that answers your question.
Thanks. Representative Nygaard, you have the floor, sir.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Further remarks? Any further remarks on House Bill 1017? Hearing no further remarks, House Bill 1017 is up for final consideration. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representatives Feinstein and Wink. Representative Feinstein.
Excuse me.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68, nays 1.
House Bill 1017, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed approved. Announcements. Any announcements, ladies and gentlemen? Representative Diedrich.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the Appropriations Committee, you get to sleep in tomorrow. You don't have to be there at 7:15 tomorrow. Tomorrow it's 7:29, the chairman tells me.
15 minutes later. Good job.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Lang.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm happy to announce that it's Madison Days in Pierre, and you're welcome to come attend the reception from 5 to 7 at the Ram K. Always a fun time.
See you Madison there. Day. Thank you, sir. Further announcements. Representative Lederman.
I'd just like to announce the birthday of Secretary Josh Klum, and I don't know if he's here right now, but thank you very much. Hopefully we can all help him celebrate his birthday tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy birthday, Josh. Representative Boomgarden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Boomgarden Whip Group will meet in room 468. It's right behind the Speaker's lobby on the left side there at 4 o'clock.
Thank you, Representative. Further announcements. Representative Gosh.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Gosh Whip Group will meet in room 499 at 4 o'clock.
Thank you, Representative.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Feinstein.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. The Democrats will meet in the conference room in the LRC office 15 minutes after session.
Thank you, sir.
All House Democrats.
Further announcements. Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Commerce Committee will be meeting tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Some of you may have seen the agenda that had the wrong date. It is 10 a.m. as usual, Wednesday, 464. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further announcements? Representative Noam.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to announce that there'll be a property tax information meeting directly following session at 2:30 in room 414.
Thank you. Further announcements? Representative Hunt.
Reminder of Catacombs Caucus, Governor's Large Conference Room, tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. All are invited. Thank you, sir.
Representative Lust.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The whip group that's yet to be named and which I am in charge of as will be meeting at in room 423 behind the Senate at 4 o'clock. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Steele.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The strong and solid steel whip group will be meeting in 464 at 4 o'clock. Thank you.
Unbendable. Thank you, sir. Representative Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In a light note, many of you noticed that you got a pillow. So if you do not need it, you know our fellow elected officials across the rotunda probably could use it for their nap time. So if you have an extra pillow, send it on over to the senators so that they can get their nap time in a timely manner and get something done over there. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Outstanding. I'm going to announce and thank the SDSU, and I wish you guys would please stand up back there. Pharmacy students are here today. They've been in the speaker's lobby helping us out, and thank you for being here. Aren't they not? I also have another announcement, this one from myself and Representative Sorensen. The Baltic senior government class is here with their teacher, Mr. Bollinger. Baltic, are you in here? Anywhere? There they are up there in the corner. Welcome. Any further announcements? Seeing none, Representative Chuck Turbeville.
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn.
All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.